Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of discussion today regarding various misconceptions which are found vis-a-vis Islamic customs and etiquette is the fact that are women really obligated by Islam to travel with a mahram whenever they have to go out for long journeys? This particular directive has been derived from a narrative of the Prophet which says, and there are a number of narratives of this import, of this type, which say that if women have to travel for long distances, for example, if their travel is extended for a day or a night, then they must travel with a mahram. They must not travel alone. Now, if we analyze this directive, this etiquette of journeying, we come to realize it was given in specific circumstances in which we know that in the times of the Prophet, Arabia was a strife-ridden society. We know that there were all the chances that a woman who would be traveling alone, she would be looted, her wealth would be looted, and even her own honor would be at stake. So therefore, in order to protect the honor and the wealth and anything that she would be carrying, the Prophet directed her that she should not travel alone. She must travel with a mahram. Now, this directive in itself is very evident. It's not related to the Sharia at all. It is something which relates to circumstances, and therefore it is not an essential etiquette that has to be followed at all times. Of course, it must be followed whenever there is this situation of danger. But today, for example, there are, of course, journeys and travels in which a lady is not confronted with any sort of danger when she travels. We have air travel, we have traveling by car, we have other forms of travel in which it's absolutely certain, to a reasonable extent, that a lady would not be threatened in any manner if she travels by these means. So therefore, this directive would not apply in these circumstances. So in a nutshell, we can say that the directive of the Prophet or the etiquette of the Prophet taught women that if they have to travel alone for long distances, they must not do so. They must travel with a mahram. This relates to areas and people and societies and, of course, journeys which can be dangerous for that lady in any respect. And if there is such a danger, then, of course, it is all the more befitting that she must travel with someone. However, in places and cases in which there is no such danger, this etiquette does not apply. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ